You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey, Miss Claudie, I'm Matt the Cat back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine, getting ready to drop the record down, spin it around, and make it splatter like waffle batter, baby. It's time for another edition of The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. This is the music that fits into the pocket right between the end of World War II and the beginning of the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. This is the music that would set the stage for rock and roll, yet not much of it gets played today. And that's where the juke in the back sets the record straight, so to speak. This week, I want to focus on a very influential rhythm and blues vocal group from Detroit. You would know them better when they changed their name in 1954 to the Midnighters. But these cats began their career on Federal Records as the Royals. So this week I'd like to feature the Royals' early records, and we'll get right up to the point where they changed their name to the Midnighters, and then next week we'll go strong with part two, all about the Midnighters. We'll do that in just a moment. But first, let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with two groups that heavily influenced the Royals, the Dominoes and the Orioles. We're going to kick off the show with a Dominoes record from 1951 that features the great Little Esther singing with Charlie White. White would soon leave the group to form the Checkers with bass singer Bill Brown. And of course, Little Esther would eventually go on to become Esther Phillips and score a huge hit in the early 60s with Release Me. She was discovered at a very young age by Johnny Otis, and Johnny Otis is going to play a part in the Royals story too, coming up in just a few. But let's kick off the show with Little Esther, the Dominoes, and the Earl Warren Orchestra doing The Deacon Moves In. Then we're going to move into a great tune by the Orioles from Baltimore. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're grooving to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
Look out, Fat Deacon. Do you really think I'm going to weaken?
Well, now, Sister Pigeon, if you really want that true religion, you better do what I say and see the thing my way.
Your eyes are glowing.
That's natural, baby.
Think I really ought to be a-going.
You mustn't fear it. I am gonna make you feel the spirit. Just bring your heart to me and sit upon my knee.
Should I start praying?
No, no, I think I'll dim the light.
What are you
get
saying?
Wise, baby. It's much, much, much too bright.
Please don't squeeze my hand.
Well, you do not understand.
That Deacon, yeah, the Deacon is moving in.
Let me go, mister.
Yeah, take slow, sister.
If you kiss me once again, I'm gonna stick you with this pen.
Well, go ahead and stick me, cause the
Deacon is moving in.
Jump, children, jump. Yes! The Deacon done moved right on in, baby. Everybody goes along with the Deacon. Downstairs.
kiss me once again.
Yes, you baby deacon, the deacon is moving.
If you don't love me, tell me so. Don't tell other people. I'm the one to know.
The amazing Sonny Till singing with the Orioles from 1949 off of Jubilee Records. That song hit number one during the spring of 49. And ironically enough, the flip side of that tune was called Deacon Jones. Speaking of Deacon Jones, we heard about the Deacon. The Deacon Moves In from Little Esther with the Dominoes and the Earl Warren Orchestra from 1951, spinning off the Federal label. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. And we've got a great vocal group in the spotlight this week from Detroit, the east side of Detroit to be exact. They called themselves the Royals. And they would eventually develop into the Midnighters and then Hank Ballard in the Midnighters. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's go way back to 1950. When the original group formed, Charles Sutton was singing the baritone lead. Henry Booth sang tenor, Freddie Pride was singing baritone, and Sonny White was handling the bass. Now another cat by the name of Alonzo Tucker was writing many of their songs and also adding guitar accompaniment from time to time. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the Royals were heavily influenced by the singing style of the Orioles, who we just heard. They sang many of their early songs in an Orioles fashion. The group had barely gotten off the ground when baritone singer Freddie Pride was drafted, so the Royals replaced him with Lawson Smith. couple of minutes ago, I mentioned Johnny Otis, the great band leader, producer, songwriter, drummer, and discoverer of many great artists like Big Mama Thornton and Little Esther and Etta James and vocal groups like the Robins. I mean, Johnny Otis is such an integral part of early rhythm and blues. Well, he has a place here in the Royals story as well. See, Johnny Otis caught the Royals playing at the Paradise Theater in Detroit. The group won a whopping $25 that night at amateur night, and they also caught Johnny Otis's ear. He offered to manage them and get them a recording deal. They signed up with Otis, and sure enough, he came through and got them a deal with Federal Records, a subsidiary of King Records, in Cincinnati. On January 8, 1952, the Royals entered the Cincinnati studios of King Records, where they cut four sides, and they had to cut these songs quick because Lawson Smith ended up getting drafted. In March of 1952, Federal Records released the first single from the Royals. It was Every Beat of My Heart, a song written by Johnny Otis, and would later be covered by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Backed with a tune called All Night Long, which is kind of an average song until the bridge hits. Oh baby, once you hear the bridge, you'll know what I'm talking about. A certain character we know very well here in the Juke in the Back popped in to make a cameo appearance on the bridge of All Night Long. I'll have more information on that. But before I tell you who it is, I want you to listen to the record first. So let's hear both sides of the Royals' first single for Federal. Here's Every Beat of My Heart, and then we'll hear All Night Long. You're listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
In every beat of my heart, there's a beat for you.
Boogie, woogie, gonna boogie, baby. boogie, gonna boogie, boogie all night long. Rock it,
roll it,
please don't stop it, let's rock it,
roll it,
please don't stop it, let's rock it,
roll it,
please don't stop it, let's rock it,
roll it,
please don't stop it, let's rock it, please don't stop it, let's rock it all night long.
Come on, baby, turn the lights down low. Give me the key, let's lock the door. Pull down the shade and stop the clock. Feel like blowing my natural top.
Shake it, please don't break it, let's shake it.
Hold it,
please don't break it, let's shake it. Please don't break it, let's shake it. Please don't break it, let's shake it. Please don't break it, let's boogie woogie all night long.
From the Royals, a great little up-tempo number, but nothing really too special until you hit that bridge. Did you recognize that voice, baby? That was none other than Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris. He just happened to be in the King Studios that day for his own recording date, and this new group had come in from Detroit, the Royals. Well, Wynonie Harris heard them singing that song and felt like he could handle the bridge, but that song needed a little something extra special, and so history was made that day. What a great little tune. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying this week's Juke in the Back. Let's hear the next single by the Royals. It was released in May of 1952, and it features the great Charlie Sutton on lead vocal again. Also recorded with a heavy Orioles influence. Here's Starting From Tonight, the Royals, right here on the Juke in the Back.
Oh, cuddle close, my darling, and whisper in my ear. Whisper sweet words, dear. You know I long to hear. Tell me that you love me. Long to hold me tight. Say you'll be mine forever. Starting from tonight. Oh, there's no tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Live today, pass the time away. Together, it will be fun. So cuddle close, my darling, and say I have the right to love you. Starting from tonight. Oh, there's no tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. You live for today and pass the time away. Well,
together we'll have fun. So cuddle, cuddle close, my darling, and say I have the right to love you. Starting from tonight.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Michael Carter, Derek Justman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
That the Royals were best remembered for, Moonrise, featuring a great lead by Charlie Sutton. It was released by Federal Records in July of 1952. If you haven't guessed by now, the Royals are our feature this week on The Juke in the Back, as we examine their early career before they became the Midnighters and scored all those great hits like Sexy Ways and Work With Me Annie and Annie Had a Baby and Annie's Aunt Fanny and, well, you know the drill. If we take that beautiful ballad, Moonrise, and we flip it over, we'll find a groovy up-tempo number about 5th Street in Cincinnati. It's called, well, 5th Street. Here are the Royals, this week's feature on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Thank you. Fifth Street. Met my baby down there. Yes, I went down on Fifth Street. Met my baby down there. She's fine and mellow, but she just ain't got no eyes. Yeah, she's short and she's fat and she's so, so doggone sweet. Yeah, she's short and she's fat and she's so, so doggone sweet. Every time she walks, she wobbles all over the street. Yeah, Fifth Street, Sixth Street, Central and Park. Sometimes give me a call. Yes, ride me, baby. Sometimes give me a call. It's time for me to leave and I may be back next fall.
Back next fall.
Yes, goodbye, baby.
Bye.
I'll be back someday.
Bye, baby, bye.
Yes, goodbye, baby. I'll be back someday.
Bye, baby, bye.
Yes, I'm leaving
bye,
Cincinnati.
Baby,
I gotta be on my way.
I want
to see my baby,
baby,
so I can take her everywhere. Now, when she smiles and says she cares, I must admit I was unfair. When I get her in my arms, so I'll never let her go. Yes, never, never let her go. No, never thought I love her so for every time she smiles at me, I'm happy as a man.
With I'll Never Let Her Go, a tune released in September of 1952 on Federal Records. It comes from their second recording session, which was held on May 10th, 1952 in Cincinnati, and featured a new group member, John Kendricks. Oh, you haven't heard of John Kendricks? Well, maybe you know him better by the name he took, Hank Ballard. Ballard replaced Lawson Smith, who was drafted. And I'll Never Let Her Go was the first song Hank Ballard sang lead on. He gives it a real rough and rugged delivery, but with just a little bit of polish, Hank Ballard would soon be the lead singer of this group. Not yet, though. Their next single came out in November of 52 and featured Charlie Sutton on lead. Here's What Did I Do as we feature the Royals this week on The Juke in the Back.
The storm will be over.
The Shrine of St. Cecilia, a tune that actually dates back to 1940 and has been covered by lots of great vocal groups. I love the Harp Tones version of that song. Those are the Royals featuring Charlie Sutton on lead vocal from March of 1953. Now in January of 53, the Royals ran into some kind of trouble. See, promoter Spitzy Canfield was putting together a package tour. Originally, he had signed up the Five Royals from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They'd had many hits for the Apollo label, including Baby Don't Do It and Help Me Somebody. Well, it turns out the Five Royals couldn't make it. So Spitzy called up the Royals in Detroit and asked if they'd like to fill in for the Five Royals. They agreed and went on the tour. What they didn't know was once they got there, filling in for the Five Royals meant being the Five Royals. They reluctantly went on with the show and had to learn all the Five Royals material in one day of practicing. Since the Five Royals were so big at the time, and the Royals were not, the audience was not fooled for a minute. Word got out, and the Five Royals management and Apollo Records sued. This got the Royals in a lot of legal trouble, but at the end of the day, they never had to appear in court, nor did they have to pay any fines. Everything was settled with that dirty promoter, Spitzy Canfield. There was another shakeup going on inside the Royals during the early parts of 1953. Their year contract with Johnny Otis was up, and they chose not to re-sign. Instead, they signed a deal with a Detroit manager who had managed many Detroit acts, from Johnny Ray to Laverne Baker to even Jackie Wilson. Not long after that, they switched managers again at the urging of Sid Nathan, the owner of King Records. He recommended a New York lawyer as their new manager. Their next single hit the streets in June of 1953 and really started to make some waves, especially around the Detroit area. The song is called Get It, and it features Hank Ballard along with bass singer Sonny Woods. The song would get airplay in major markets and rise to number 6 on the national charts. The Royals had finally arrived. Here's Get It on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
See a good man with it.
So baby, hold me, oh, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, don't ever stop. Please don't scold me, scold me, scold me, scold me, scold me, because I'm yours, darling baby.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king.
And this week, since we're featuring the Royals, let's hear the last time that their first lead singer, Charlie Sutton, sang lead on a Royals single. It's called That's It, and it was released in December of 1953. Here are the Royals with this week's Great 78, That's It.
Stop now, baby. Don't pimp another bop. You're killing me, so please, please stop.
That's it.
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 That's it. Let it cool, let it cool, let it cool. Baby, that's it. Love is good, baby. We're both young and old. The love you're putting down satisfies my soul.
That's it.
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 That's it. Let it cool. Let it cool. Let it cool. Baby, that's it.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I did you wrong, and blown you away. Oh, now I just can't go on this way. In my heart, I suffered so.
Calling you,
if you
Until I Die by the Royals, featuring Hank Ballard singing lead vocal. It was one half of a groundbreaking single released in February of 1954. On the other side, Work With Me Annie. The tunes were recorded on January 14, 1954, with King Records A&R man Ralph Bass at the helm. Bass had not been present for any of the other Royals recordings. With him there, this marked a new beginning for the group. They also had a new guitarist, and man would you hear him play on Work With Me Annie and songs that followed. His name was Arthur Porter. The song Work With Me Annie came at a very interesting time in rhythm and blues. There was actually a backlash happening at that time against suggestive records. Many radio stations refused to play these once popular suggestive records. Of course, these radio stations were only responding to a backlash from the public. However, it was as true then as it is today. Get a song banned, and it's going to be a hit. So even though these songs were not getting widespread radio play, they were jumping out of the jukeboxes and they were selling like hotcakes. Hank Ballard co-wrote Work With Me Annie. He was trying to think of a name that would go with Work With Me. Could have been anybody. Could have been Mary. But as it turned out, he liked the way Annie sounded. And Annie was pretty big in popular culture. With Annie Get Your Gun and Tugboat Annie. Almost immediately upon its release, Work With Me Annie began taking off. But there was something else going on over at Federal Records. See, Federal's parent company, King Records, was trying to acquire the five Royals from the Apollo label. And since they didn't want two vocal groups on the same label with very similar names, Sid Nathan, the owner of King Records, decided that the Royals needed a name change. He suggested the Midnighters. From what I understand, the group really didn't care what they were called as long as they were getting paid. And they were just about to get paid. The record, Work With Me Annie, backed with Until I Die, was reissued in April of 1954 under the name The Midnighters. It hit number one on the rhythm and blues charts and scored a whopping 22 on the pop charts. And again, this was without heavy radio play. So grab a bar of soap, wash your ears out, and dig on the great guitar licks. Here are the Royals, the Midnighters, with Work With Me Annie, 1954. This is the Juke in the Back.
Get it while the getting is good.
So good, so good, so good, so good.
You've heard that Helen of Troy was the face that launched 1,000 ships? Well, Annie was the record that launched 1,000 sequels and answer songs. Everything from The Midnighter's Own, Annie Had a Baby, Annie's Aunt Fanny, Henry's Got Flat Feet, all the way up to Linda Hayes and the Platters with My Name Ain't Annie, to Danny Taylor's I'm the Father of Annie's Baby, oh, and the list just goes on and on. Of course, for the Midnighters, their career was really just getting started. Hank Ballard and the crew would have 20 more R&B charting records that would span the next 18 years.
And baby, we're going to get into that next week as we continue our look at the Midnighters in part two. But I'll tell you one thing we're not going to cover next week. We're not going to cover the Annie Answer records. No Annie Had a Baby, no Henry's Got Flat Feet. We're going to save those until the week after next week, when I'll feature an entire program of Annie songs, sequels, and answer records. So I hope you'll join me next week for some more Midnighters, and I hope you'll join me 2 weeks from now for some more craziness. Until then, I'm Matt the Cat saying, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Well, let's hit the Midnighters' next release. So, Work With Me, Annie came out by the Royals in February of 54. Then they changed the name to the Midnighters, and Federal Records reissued Annie in April. That same month, they put out the Midnighters' next record. We're going to end this week's program with Give It Up, and then we'll begin next week's program, part two on the Midnighters, with its flip side, That Woman. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you all on that flip side next time. Let's give it up.
Yeah! What you gonna do? Give it up.
Pretty baby.
Give it up.
Mighty child.
Give it up. Give it up.
I want a little squeezing. I've been missing a little crying, a little sighing. So give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up now. I want it at 1 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock, 4, 5 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock, 8. So give it up, give it up, give it up. I'll be there.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Ah, that's right. That little bit you never miss. No need to be so doggone tight. Now let the man squeeze you with all his might.
If it's raining, snowing, wind blowing, cloudy or fair, I'll take it anywhere. So give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up now.
That's it. Like I said, that little bit you never miss. Go ahead on. There's no need to be so doggone tight. Now let the man hold you with all his might.
I want a little squeezing, a little teasing, a little hugging, a little snuggling, a little kissing. I've been missing, a little crying, a little sighing. So give it up, baby.
Give it up now.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.